Supporters of the ban say they won by targeting 5,000 Wisconsin churches representing more than 2 million voters and convincing them marriage was at risk and needed to be protected. Jelaine Appling of the Family Research Institute led the effort. She says in most churches, once pastors got the word, it wasn't difficult for them to energize their flocks.
These dear people stood up and said, "This is what the Bible says. God created Adam and Eve, and he brought them together to be a helpmeet one to the other," and that was a no-brainer for them. And they challenged their people to adhere to the biblical truth and to reflect that in their voting.
But the director of the group that led the charge to defeat the ban says the fight over gay marriage isn't over. In a concession speech, Mike Tate of Fair Wisconsin promised the amendment would not last forever.
"We will fight to continue this long-term conversation with the people of Wisconsin so that one day, sooner than everyone expects, we will not only overturn this amendment, we will guarantee equal treatment for all our citizens."
People on both sides of the debate predict there will be lawsuits filed to test the limits of the gay marriage ban, but supporters believe that now that it's in the Constitution, any efforts to legalize civil unions will fail. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.